The prospect of a fourth wave of COVID-19 is the main story for most papers. It's on the way, according to the headlines in the Irish Daily Mirror and the Irish Daily Mail. It can't be stopped, says the Irish Examiner. That's following the warning by the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, yesterday. The Irish Independent takes its headline from his comment about a fourth wave of COVID-19 triggered by the Delta variant. We are not going to stop this happening. It's a question of when rather than if. The Irish Times quotes the Chief Medical Officer as saying, "We are facing a significant wave of Delta-driven transmission and we are going to be in the same situation as all of the rest of Western Europe." The paper reports that the government was considering last night plans to offer the one-shot Janssen vaccine to people under the age of 35. The vaccine would likely be administered in pharmacies. Hundreds of thousands more doses than previously expected could be given to younger people in coming weeks, the paper says. Despite good progress, says the Times in an editorial, a very large proportion of the population remains unprotected from COVID-19. The paper says that the health service executive and its vaccination teams have done a remarkable job in getting shots into people's arms as quickly as possible after they land on Irish soil. It is important, says the writer, that the system keeps pace with deliveries and that vaccines win the race against the variant. Significant surges in cases must be checked at all costs, says the Independent. If that means some existing safeguards have to remain for a bit longer until more of us are vaccinated, surely that is the least worst outcome. Ireland's outstanding place in the world is noted in two front page stories in the Times. In one, it is reported that Ireland is one of just 9 countries that did not sign a major agreement at the OECD yesterday to reform the global corporate tax regime. In the other, Kitty Holland writes about what she calls a damning report from the US State Department, which warns that Ireland is failing to meet minimum international standards on combating human trafficking, creating a culture of impunity for traffickers. Two great physical peaks are featured elsewhere. On the back page of the Examiner is Dan Linehan's photograph of Skellig Michael off the Kerry coast. This season's landing tours began yesterday, the paper says. The Times front page has a view from above of the oratory on top of Croagh-Patrick on a lovely sunny day in County Mayo. Conor McKeown's picture shows the sacristan and a number of volunteers preparing the chapel for the start of the pilgrimage season. High altar, says the headline.